FamilySocialSecurity.com, we answer a question on the family maximum and specifically how it applies in a child in care situation. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this week we got a very interesting question that covers a couple things that people tend to get confused over. First, the family maximum, and then this also has a little bit of a twist in that there's a child in care situation. So let me describe child in care. Child in care is when a person, particularly a spouse of a worker, has a child still at home, and even though they are qualifying for Social Security, they have a young child, because child in care specifically applies to children still at home with the worker who is claiming Social Security, or that worker's wife or husband. I guess I should say spouse. It happens to be a wife in this case. But they must be under 16, still at home, or disabled and still being cared for by either the what we call the number holder, the person claiming the Social Security benefit, or the spouse of that person. So in this case, that does apply, as you'll see in a minute. But I just wanted to clarify the child in care situation, because most people are unaware of that. But you can get more information on the child in care situation by searching our blog here for child in care. We've had some other instances where we've talked about this. So I'll go on to the question. The question is, I'll be 62 in September, and my spouse will be 56 in September also. We have a 12-year-old son. We're both retired. My wife was in law enforcement and is receiving a pension. I've signed up for Social Security to begin in October after I turn 62. My PIA, primary insurance amount, is $1,397. My benefit at 62 is $987. Our family maximum is $2,220. They tell me the benefit for my son would be $662, and child in care benefit for my spouse would be reduced to $234 because of the family maximum. He goes on to explain that they're subtracting his benefit at 66, $1,324, from his family's benefit of $2,220 to get the combined $896 for his son and wife. He then says the benefits would be $448 each, which totals that $896 number. Until his son reaches 16, then he would get $662. Is this correct? I haven't seen any article that says you subtract your PIA from your family benefit to get your maximum benefits for spouse and child. I thought both benefits would be half of my PIA, considering only two benefits are being paid. So there's quite a few moving parts here. First of all, the family maximum when you're claiming benefits like this, so the total the entire family can receive on one person's work record is between 150 and 188% of that worker's PIA. So he already said that was $1,397. So they've gone on to figure it, and it's kind of a convoluted formula, which I'm not going to go into because that just doesn't add a lot to the discussion. But just know that it's between 150 and 188%. His specifically looks like they've calculated it to be right about 159%. So it definitely falls in that range. If you're doing estimates on these types of things, we always use 150% because most of the time, that's what it's going to be. It's very rare to see up towards the high end of that range, up in the 188% range. So what I usually do is I consider that we do all of our assumptions based on 150%. And if you get a little bit more than that, it's just a bonus. So when you're assessing it for yourself, until you go talk to the Social Security Administration, making assumption of 150% is probably reasonable. So that's where the 2220 number comes from. That's the family maximum on his work record. When he goes on to say that they're going to reduce the benefits for his son and wife, that's absolutely true. What they will do is what they've described in the first part of his question, where he says, I haven't seen any articles that say you subtract your PIA from your family benefit to get your maximum benefits. That's exactly what they do, actually. They will figure that 2220 that he quoted, the family maximum for him, and subtract his PIA. Now, in this case, they're actually subtracting not quite his PIA. They're subtracting $1,324 instead of $1,397. That's actually good news. It helps them a little bit. And we're only talking, what, 60 some dollars here, or 70, I guess $73 here. And the reason for this is a little bit complicated. When there's a child in care situation, there's nuances to the calculation that they do here. So here, instead of using his full retirement age, which for him is actually 66 and 2 months, because he was born in 1955, they're using his age 66 benefit for the reference point for this. Now, this is starting to get down the rabbit hole a little bit as far as complexity goes, but since we're really close, you can always think of it as they're going to take your PIA, subtract that from your family maximum, and that's going to determine how much can flow to all of the auxiliary benefit recipients on your record. Auxiliary benefits are things like spousal benefits, child benefits, child and care benefits, etc. So in this case, they determined $896 is the most that can flow to those people. Now, normally, without the family maximum in play, it is true that a child of the worker who's claiming Social Security is due 50% of the worker's PIA, and a spouse also receives 50% of the spouse's PIA. So what's happening here, though, is they both can't receive the 50% because that would push them over the family maximum. So they're going to proportionally reduce both of those benefits to match what he does quote in here, where he goes on to say the benefits would be $448 each till his son reaches 16. That's absolutely true. The $896 is split evenly between the son and wife. Instead of getting a full $662 each, they only get $448 each until his son reaches 16. At that point, his spouse, wife in this case, no longer qualifies for a child in care benefit. And because she's going to be under the age of 62 at that point, she would not qualify for a spousal benefit anymore either. So her benefit disappears. The son's benefit would then go to $662 because a child over the age of 16 still qualifies to receive benefits on the worker's record. The child in care situation is where the age 16 comes in. That's really the trigger to enable his wife, who's under the age of 62, to still receive a spousal benefit. There's actually then still benefits payable to the son for a couple of years after he reaches 16, but the wife won't qualify any longer because she doesn't have a child under the age of 16 in her care. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but the bottom line is Social Security appears to have properly calculated the benefits which are due to this family. That's actually good news. A lot of times we run through these and we have to point out where the Social Security agent that they dealt with may be misleading them a little bit or not describing it correctly. In this case, it looks like they're dealing with someone who is figuring this out properly. So I know this was a bit complicated. I've laid out the numbers in the written portion. If you have any questions on this for clarification, if you think you have a situation that is similar to this and you need some clarification for yourself, don't hesitate to write. Thanks for joining us this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, and we'll be back with you next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a 1-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.